AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House estimates Russia suffered 100,000 casualties, 20,000 of those killed since December in Ukraine.
It's three times the number of killed in action that the United States faced in on the Guadalcanal campaign in World War II, and that was over the course of 5 months as well. So it's really stunning, these numbers.
John Kirby with the National Security Council says the only gains Russia has made in Ukraine is in Bakhmut.
And that really holds, as we've said before, very little strategic value for Russia. The capture of Bakhmut would absolutely not alter the course of the war in Russia's favor.
Russia launched its second large salvo of missiles in Ukraine in recent days, early today, damaging buildings and wounding at least 34 people in the eastern city of Pavlorod, but failing to hit Kyiv. President Biden says the seizure of First Republic Bank by federal regulators is to make sure the banking system is safe and sound.
Let me be very clear. While depositors are being protected, shareholders are losing their investments. And critically, taxpayers are not the ones that are on the hook.
All First Republic deposits and most of its assets were sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. It's the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat, says he will not run for a fourth term in office. A judge in Missouri temporarily blocked a unique rule that would require adults and children to undergo more than a year of therapy and fulfill several other requirements before they could receive gender-affirming treatments. Pilots at American Airlines voted to authorize a strike, a move that is highly unlikely to lead to an immediate walkout, but puts more pressure on the airline to reach a new contract with the pilots' union. E. Jean Carroll, the magazine columnist who says Donald Trump raped her in a department store dressing room 2 decades before he became president, acknowledged in court in New York she never followed her own advice to readers that they report sexual attacks to police. This is AP News. Aerosmith announced a farewell tour. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
According to guitarist Joe Perry, it's about time. Aerosmith will start their Peace Out tour in Philadelphia on September 2nd. It will end January 26th in Montreal with a stop in the band's hometown of Boston on New Year's Eve. Perry says it's a chance to celebrate the band's 50-plus years, and they don't know how much longer everybody's going to be healthy. Drummer Joey Kramer will not be part of the tour so he can focus on his family and health. Perry says Kramer is still a band member, and his presence will be sorely missed. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Local police say a 6-year-old Palestinian boy was mauled to death by a lion in a private zoo in the Gaza Strip. They say the boy had climbed the fence in the zoo in the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis and reached an opening in the cage before the lion mauled him. Gaza has several small private zoos where animals are kept in deplorable conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.